Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy, happy Friday. It is Friday, August the 9th. This summer is just chugging along. Is it the 10th or the 9th?
It's the 9th.
That's what I thought. It's the 9th.
Yes, we made it.
Friday, August the 9th.
Another Friday. Shout out to my best friend who is never listening to the show, but it's his birthday. He turns.
It's
I can
okay.
give
my
his age.
My best friends don't listen either. You're not alone. Feel bad.
Yeah, I can give his age. He turns 40. Yeah, he turned 47 today. And believe it or not, DT, we met when we were 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is a long
You talk
friendship.
About somebody who knows and have seen everything that I've gone through in my life, from prom
it's him.
To, yeah, it's him. It's Jermaine.
Well, happy birthday, Jermaine. The best friend that doesn't listen to the show. I'm telling you, none of mine do either.
I tell them all the time, and specifically, I tell this to Tony all the time. With friends like you, I don't need enemies, man. Like,
well, you know, I was thinking about that too. I have to, and I'm sure this is the same with your network or your friends as well. You know, a lot of my friends, close friends. You know, by now they're already making a decision on something. they're decision makers. They're doing something at work or yeah. So I, yeah. But now I will say this, since we have been promoting the podcast, which again, you don't ever have to miss any of our shows. You can simply go to YouTube and subscribe to 101.7 and you will be able to see Telly and I live right now, as well as all of your favorite Truth Nation hosts, as well as go to our Truth app and download the podcast versions of our show. Because I do have my friends, they do say, now we will listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're just not there.
I still don't get that, DT. I mean, but this is, I'm telling you, you ought to talk about, but that's what I also love about my friends too, like my true core friends. They have always kept me grounded. And so, like, I am not a big deal to them. And I could be like, hey, man, you know, you should check out my show. Man, you've been on TV for 20 years, man. We know how you sound. We know how you look, you know. So, I mean, sometimes they will, but most of the time they just, unless it's like a big deal, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to be doing this or I'm interviewing so-and-so. Then they will tune in. Like, a few of them tuned in into the Eric Trump interview. But outside of that, on a daily, nah, they ain't. They got stuff going on.
Put it like this, Telly. My parents don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
You know, I told you, Papa T was like, hey. I don't get up till about 10:15 in the morning.
My sister, who is retired, have I said something about that? That which means she has zero excuses. And she might catch us once a month. But hey, no hard feelings.
We feel their love. And besides, we have Truth Nation that is dedicated and loyal and listens to us every day. So I'm excited about that. Now, Telly, I know we said today is politics free Friday. Every Friday until probably, excuse me, January, we're going to try to exercise discipline, Truth Nation, to not discuss politics on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly every Friday. Because sometimes you just need to take a break. It's a lot. So I'll just do it really quick. Donald Trump or President. So I said, I just did it. I'll do it slower.
You sound former like President the side Donald effects Trump. Of a medicine. Like, you know, your feet can bleed. Your eye could fall out. Well, your teeth, all your teeth could just be missing. You'd be like, wait a minute, man.
Ozempic. We know. What's the song? You didn't do it alone. Have you seen that? It's hilarious. When they show all the celebrities that were like, I lost weight by walking 20,000 steps a day. No, you didn't. We know. So, in all seriousness, former President Donald Trump has agreed to debate Madam Vice President Kamala Harris on ABC News on September 10th.
Excuse me?
Mark your calendars.
What?
Mark your calendars.
Look, I thought you were. So if we were only going to give a little bit of politics news today, I thought you were going to talk about how Donald Trump said that there were the same amount of people at January 6th that was at the I Have a Dream speech.
But see, the reason, okay, y'all, so again, Telly and I, we definitely have a plethora of topics for you. So when Telly, when you texted that last night, I was like, if literally, you know what we should do? We should just have the Donald Trump statement for the day. Because every day he's going to make some type of statement.
You know what? You are right.
We should just do that. Dun, dun, dun. Here is the Trump statement of the day. So, yes, Telly, go ahead and tell Truth Nation the most latest statement that former President Donald Trump.
I have never seen anybody complain as much as he has about somebody else dropping out of the race. He did a press conference from his from Mar-a-Lago, his home. And it was like an hour and a half, and he was just spewing out all of this stuff. He's like, they took the presidency away from Biden. I don't know if I would have beat him. Maybe I would have. Maybe he would have pulled off a miracle. I'm like, why are you talking about somebody? Like, Biden had moved on, man. You heard, after his statement, you ain't heard too much from Biden. Biden has moved on, buddy.
Man, Biden is asleep.
Yeah.
He's taking some good naps. I'm not mad at him.
Right. You ain't lying.
I'm not mad at him at all.
And ain't nobody going to question him. Now, keep in mind, he's still the president, but ain't nobody said nothing about him being too weak or too old to last to the end of his term. And you're right. Biden been sleeping.
Biden's got a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking a nap.
Yeah, Biden been taking a nap.
And again, I'm not mad at him. So here's the thing. We cannot – well, you can, but I'm not going to say anything negative about President Joe Biden, because at the end of the day, he unselfishly put his country first before his, as he used the term, self-ambition. There's nothing anybody could say about President Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Like, for real. He did what the country asked him to do. He is still the president, but as he is transitioning into his final 100 days of presidency?
Mm-hmm.
Leave that man alone.
Leave him alone.
Like, what else do you want him to do? Leave President Joe Biden alone. Let's focus on Madam Vice President's policies and agenda, as well as former President Donald Trump's policies and agenda.
Yeah. It is so funny when people attack something that you ain't even got. I mean, prime example yesterday, you pull up in your homie's plane talking about, that's going to be my plane, when you look at Air Force Two. And you have the Trump campaign attacking Waltz and his National Guard service time. Trump, you ain't – like, what have you ever done? And then you go question somebody else's military background? Like, come on.
But here's the thing. It's worked for him, because he did the same thing with President Barack Obama, talking about, you know – he's not a natural born citizen. He's Muslim. He's from Africa. He's a terror. I mean, all these ridiculous things. And just like, what was his name? Aiden Ross, the influencer who gifted him with a crypto truck. And is that what they call him? The crypto truck?
I don't know. But it ain't like that fool going to be rolling around West Palm Beach in that truck.
His campaign will give it to somebody that will gladly drive around inside of a crypto truck with President Donald Trump's face as he puts his fist in the air. Fight after the assassination attempt. I'm still struggling with that. I don't know. There's just something in my spirit. I'm still struggling with that.
Why? Because there's no hospital records, or he went and played 18 holes of golf and then got to Milwaukee the very next day after somebody attempted to take your life. That doesn't sound strange to me at all either, too, DT.
That combined with the attendees that were standing behind, or that were, you know, rallying behind him. I've watched video footage of how they responded, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't. My soul does not feel complete. When we come back.
It wasn't the first ever ear cast. That didn't help you out either.
Again,
this dude put a bed sheet on his ear.
I know. When we come back, we've got new developments in the Devontae Mitchell killing. Three out of the four men have now been charged. And so when we come back, we're going to get into who these individuals are, as well as the bond amounts that have been set for two of the men along with their charges. So more developments. We're going to report that along with other hot topics. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. It's Friday, y'all. Let's go. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, August is Black Business Month, and the award-winning 1017 The Truth is teaming up with Associated Bank to celebrate the excellence of Black-owned businesses in our community. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black businesses, and this is why Carrie Noni will be spotlighting four Black businesses in Milwaukee and telling the story of their success. Also, do not forget to go to blackbusinessgiveback.com for your chance to win 3 months of free advertising on The Truth. Truth Nation, we encourage you to buy Black all month long. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC.
And Truth Nation, you want to join us for our second annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be bringing the community together for a family festival that will have something for everyone. There will be live music, food trucks, free haircuts, and the Truth team performing live karaoke. Plus, our very own Melanie Ricks and Tori Lowe will be broadcasting live from the Family Fest from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So mark your calendars for Saturday, August 17th, for the Truth Family Fest at Riverside University High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank. Your money works here. And sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, UW-Milwaukee, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Help Centers, Greater Milwaukee Urban League, Ascension, Wisconsin, and MATC. And a partridge in a pear tree. All right. New developments in the killing of Devontae Mitchell. Three out of the four men have been charged in the death of Devontae Mitchell, which took place outside of the downtown Hyatt located again in downtown Milwaukee. And so this took place on June 30th after four people pinned him face down on the ground outside the Hyatt Regency. And three of the four people have been charged and are in custody and working their way through the court system. So Todd Erickson, which was the on-duty security guard, Devin Johnson Carson, the front desk agent, Brandon Turner, the off-duty security guard, and Herbert Williamson, the bellman, each face a maximum, which I think is a little light, of 15 years and 9 months in prison if convicted.
What?
And again, three of the men that were charged are in custody. That's Erickson, Johnson Carson, and Brandon Turner. The
what?
Former bellman, Herbert Williamson, is not in custody. So this man that was charged, they're waiting for him to turn himself in.
Well, yeah.
Now,
and DT, just to update it, I think that the fourth one did turn himself in, but okay. He's waiting to see a judge, and I don't think that's going to happen today. But yes, all four are in now and in custody, and wow. And it just, I know when I told you when they flashed their mugshots, it's not on their website just yet, but and I've been looking at other websites as well to try and find, you know, the mugshots. But when they flashed it earlier, it was extremely disturbing to know that three of the four that pinned them down were black men. Incredible.
I mean, let's talk about that.
Incredible.
Because I'm just as shocked as you are, and my assumption was these four people, aside from one, were white.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the reality. The same way that you would think, based on societies, perpetration of stereotypes against people of color in some situations, because I know a lot of people are listening. Well, that's racist or that's not right. Well, that's what happens every day. We assume this is truth be told, right? We assume that when we hear about a mass shooting, we assume that it's a what white man.
Mm-hmm.
We assume certain things, that if it's a terrorist attack on an airplane, because of the images that we experienced during the year of 2001, we may assume of another race. Oh, a crime was committed, probably was a black or a brown person. I mean, that's the society, the world that we live in. And so let's talk about why a number of us are shocked that three of the four men that were charged for killing Devante Mitchell outside of the Hyatt Regency in Milwaukee, why are we shocked that they were black? Why is that?
I would say for me, just knowing everything that has transpired from 2020 and George Floyd, if there's anything that is remotely close to that, something should trigger you. Something should say, this ain't right. And I mean, and that to me goes beyond your race. That's just from a human being standpoint. Like, you're beating this person as if they really did something to you, or they made you feel like your life was threatened. So this is another human being that you are suffocating. And then once you peel it back a little more, in my opinion, after the human being element of it, then this is someone who looks like you. And you're doing this in cooperation with a white person. The white guy was the head of security. So basically, you're just taking his lead and doing what he's doing. And at some point, you got to see, this can't be right.
So I was able to find the four mugshots. And to your point, the head security, the head of security at the time, Todd Erickson, is a white man.
Mm-hmm.
He appears to be older, I would say late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, he's 60.
Devin Johnson Carson, Herbert Williamson, and Brandon Turner, who are also facing felony murder charges, are black men. I am looking at their pictures right now.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. It doesn't make it any better for the family, because whether they were black, brown, yellow, fluorescent, green,
right,
Devontae Mitchell is no longer here. However, the reality also is that for many of us who are following this developing horrific incident that has national, if not worldwide, attention, that three of the four employees charged in the death of Devontae Mitchell are black.
Yeah.
Why? As much as black people in this country witness day after day after day, people that look like us being brutally murdered. I mean, the recent stories that we've reported, Telly, you know, Sonya Massey shot in the face, Sade Robinson, and as that investigation continues, her body was dismembered. Devontae Mitchell was suffocated to death. I mean, these are all horrific deaths.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah,
you know, we see this every day. So to see that three of the four men that have been formally charged with felony murder, three of the four men for the death of Devontae Mitchell are black.
Yeah, it is. It is. I cannot understand for the life of me that at some point, one of them, it would have clicked in and say, hold on, man, that's a little too much. It's a little too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the hood. I grew up in East St. Louis, Illinois. At one point, the murder capital of the United States. And if you want to check my, you want to check my facts, go back and look at East St. Louis in the 80s and 90s. It was really bad there. And I've seen and witnessed fights where if somebody's getting beat real bad, somebody has stopped. Like, hold on, man. Hey, dude got enough.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't kick in when you see this man and then he's yelling, please stop. I'm sorry. At no point it didn't click in for you to say, all right, y'all, police on their way. We
And that's what I'm trying to get into. That's what I'm trying to understand. Good morning, James. Thank you for holding. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. I want to touch on two things. Number one, I'm going to just go back a little bit. That insurrection that happened, I feel that for the people that died there that were protecting the Capitol, everyone, once they discovered who they were, should have been charged with murder because those men died, number one. Number two, with Devontae, that just like to me, like it's like a modern day lynching to me. And even as petty as this may sound, or it may not sound petty, but the lady that came out and hit him with the broom, they should charge her with assault, because if me and you would have took a broom and just hit anyone just like that, you understand, for any reason whatsoever, we'd have been charged with assault.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Completely. Yep, she should be charged. Well, thank you, James.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I love you. Have a great day.
You too.
We love you back, James. You too. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get more into the most recent development of Devontae Mitchell's murder at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. The mugshots of the four that have been charged with felony murder have been released. Three of the employees that were involved in the killing of Devontae Mitchell are black. Our Troop Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We come back. Again, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm trying to wrap my head around Truth Nation. How is this still happening? We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. Round and round, round and round. I get around.
Happy, happy Friday, Truth Nation. It is Friday, August the 9th, 2024. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for starting your weekend off with us, as well as the entire Truth team, because you're going to get, and only here will you receive, 11 consecutive hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Before break, we were discussing the most recent development in the homicide of Devontae Mitchell, which took place on June 30th outside of the Hyatt Regency Hotel located in downtown Milwaukee. Four of the former hotel employees have been charged in the death of Devontae Mitchell. They are in custody. Now, Todd Erickson, who at the time was head of security, who is also part of this mugshot portfolio, for lack of better words, is a white man. The other three men that were charged are black: Devin Johnson Carson, Herbert Williamson, and Brandon Turner. All four of the men have been charged with felony murder charges. And I'm trying to understand how these three brothers felt compelled to suffocate Devontae Mitchell to death. We've got a caller. Good morning, Blake. Thank you for holding. What is you're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is, I appreciate y'all. And every time we talk, we always got it going. But today is, I seen them beat that man to death. That's sickening. They were handling him like they were scared of him, like they wanted him to erupt. And now that they're fine, like I told y'all when I called in before, I just did the RNC, and I'm not going to Chicago. I'm staying here. I got a house to flip, and I'm doing my daycare. But the way the city is going, I just seen a car flipped over on Center yesterday. It's just not these kids out here. It's just reckless abandon. But that stuff with this man, that's embarrassing. And then the white dude, he grimacing on his mugshot. Everybody else is like they runaway slaves caught. And then the old man that had to turn himself in last, he, all I was doing was just doing what the man said. I didn't even do nothing. I was just to hold the man down. I was just told what to do. That man looked like somebody. I'm a grandfather. I'm 53 years old come September. That man would look way older than me. They knew better than what they was doing. Just like when my niece got killed. Some people just want to squeeze the trick to see what it looked like to see some brain splatter. They did that man wrong, and they could get justified by the law, but we need to get right because everybody knew that was wrong in the first place. But that man, the boss, look at his eyes.
So, Blake, when you say
you need
to get right,
that's not right.
When you say we need to get right, Blake, what do you think we need to do, and who is we? Who is we, and what needs to be done?
You do better. And when you do better, you become a better person. You help other people become better people. And when stuff is gone too far, it's too late. You can't take a life back. I've almost took one because somebody tried to take mine. And you can't take that back. I haven't had dreams in over 20 years because of the peace in my life. And the way people are treating each other, you can't do that. You only got one shot out here. Sometimes people don't get a chance. One of my guys just ran over that chick the other day on North Avenue. I watched him beat one of my kids at the YMCA. And now he finna go to jail forever because he ran that lady over and then the police hit her. You know, I don't know what happened with that, but you can't take that back. Then watching them do that man like that, I do security. I've done security since 04. And it's always running cops out there running around trying to be tough. Them people did that man wrong. That lady, she needed to be charged with assault because she smacked him on the ankle for about 20 times with that broom. It's just tired. That's why I go to work and I do what I do and I stay away. Don't nobody bother my family because it's going to be a problem. And I don't want to be sitting. And I don't want nobody to kill me. I'm already here on limited time anyway. Y'all be good. Have a great weekend. My daughter's birthday today. Y'all be good.
Happy birthday to your daughter, Blake. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Rachel also Telly on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. She says, I feel the woman with the broom should absolutely be held accountable for her actions. She was not in any danger. If they don't pursue her, it just gives permission to people to, and she put the air quote, or to put the quotes, get involved. Now, Telly, I want to get your reaction to what Blake just shared, as well as another one of our valued listeners who sent a message on the Truth Talking text line and says, not a fair comparison to George Floyd. Mr. Mitchell was high on both methamphetamine and cocaine. Being intoxicated on a cocktail of those substances can give someone the strength of 10 men. Drug use carries a risk of death, either from the substances or from the behavior that results from their intoxication.
Yeah, I just, again, because someone has a substance in their system doesn't mean they deserve to die. And I replied to that because I feel like, you know, you could say whatever you want to say, but the situation was over. They're talking about, well, he locked himself. He tried to lock himself in a bathroom. They didn't know if he was a sexual predator. But the video that we see and we have seen is him trying to leave, him palms up, and him continuing to get beat. That's what we see. So, and if this situation happened inside the bathroom, after he's outside of the bathroom, the situation has been de-escalated. Why are we continuing to do what trained police officers are supposed to do? And that's come and handle the situation, not beat a man until he basically dies. And so so with that, I just that's why I told you yesterday, I don't like the fact that charges aren't going to be filed until an autopsy is performed, because regardless of what he had in his system, he wasn't going to die unless he was suffocated to death the way that he was. So I don't know why. I mean, because when you throw that in, it just gives people an opportunity to throw another excuse in to as to why this person was killed, outside of what we saw why he was killed.
And, you know, one thing I want to add to your point, Telly, first and foremost, drug use, it does carry a risk of death, any type of drug. And, you know, we were joking about that when we first started the show. Any drug you take, whether it was prescribed or whether it was a street pharmaceutical drug, has a risk. Okay, so that's a fact. Nobody's arguing that. The thing that bothers me about when situations like this happen, it's like we want to bring up, well, he died because he had drugs in his system. He did not. Devontae Mitchell, 43-year-old, black man, father, husband. I can continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did not die because of the drugs that was in his system.
He died
because he was suffocated by not one, not two, but four men. And another thing I want to add to that is that when people say things like this, especially those that have a platform where people listen to them, that is a distraction from what really is the matter at hand. Think about how you would feel if this were your son or your brother or your uncle, or your father. And you've got people out here on platforms like social media, or even, you know, on the news saying, well, you know, there were drugs in his system. I want to remind us, especially those that are of color, you would be amazed at how many people that you walk by on the street that don't look like us, that just did 10 lines in their office of cocaine. You'd be surprised when you go to restaurants, nice ones, downtown Milwaukee, where people that just went inside the restroom that don't look like us, just blowing away. And we always want to act like when it's us, oh, well, you know, there were drugs in the system. 85% of the people walking in downtown Milwaukee right now, well, maybe 85 is a little bit dramatic, But trust me, this is not a matter of a drug-related death. Please quit bringing it up because it's serving as a distraction. When we come back from break, we want to hear more from you. 833-212-1017. We're talking about the most recent developments of the Devontae Mitchell murder. Three of the four men that have been formally charged with murder, felony murder, are black. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We will be back.
Got any drugs or weapons on you?
No.
I didn't do nothing.
You think you tough? You think you're tough, huh?
You're scared now, huh?
I like that. That's why I took this job.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy, happy, happy Friday. It is Friday, August the 9th, and you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. We've been talking about the most recent development in the murder of Devontae Mitchell. The mugshots were released as three of the four people charged in Devontae Mitchell's death, which took place outside of the Hyatt Regency downtown hotel here in Milwaukee on June 30th. Four people pinned Devontae Mitchell face down on the ground, which resulted in his death. Todd Erickson, who was the on-duty security guard, Devin Johnson Carson, the front desk agent, Brandon Turner, the off-duty security guard, and Herbert William Bellman, each face a maximum of 15 years and 9 months in prison if they are convicted. And again, three of the four people are in custody: Todd Erickson, Devin Johnson Carson, and Brandon Turner. The bond varies. Mr. Erickson's cash bond is at $50,000. And this is what the prosecutors recommended. Brandon Turner, the former off-duty security guard who also appeared in court yesterday, has his bond, cash bond, has been set by the court at $30,000. Devin Johnson Carson, the former front desk agent, is expected to be in court today. But all four men have been charged with felony murder. Now, on our YouTube message board, we have a lot coming in. Terry, 85% is a good assessment. It may be 95% of all Americans on some type of drug. DVJ says that the lady that hit Devontae Mitchell with the broom. Can I read this, Telly? I'm going to refrain from reading the entirety, but I will say this. DVJ says the lady that hit Devontae Mitchell with the broom, according to Hispanic News Network, they've been very reliable when putting out information. She should be charged with battery.
Yes, we DVJ, we appreciate it, but we don't know if we're bound to give someone's name, because if that's the wrong name or if that's not the correct person, then we could, you know, that's defamation of character.
Trouble.
We could get in trouble, but we appreciate it. And we're just going to have to, I mean, if you want to know that person's name, DVJ's message is on our YouTube message board, but I don't think we really need to read that. But we can read Lady V, who said, "I think we are expecting too much from humanity at this point. You would assume those three black men would have stood up and tried to defend him and de-escalate the situation, but unfortunately, no." Yeah, that is a humanity.
Says,
that is a humanity situation. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ahmad says, I see both of you are at a loss of words. It makes no sense. Telly is correct. And Telly, again, you brought up such a great point. The streets had grace back in the day. It wasn't about killing. You might have, you know, got some paws put on you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as we used to call it back in the day, you may have got a pumpkin head. You know, like you, you know, you may have got swollen up. Your eye may have got swollen up. But guess what? Some ice will get it back down. And 9 times out of 10,
you
live to see another day. And you end up being good with that person. 9 times out of 10, you just had to get that out of you. But yeah,
I just tell you, I don't understand why we keep bringing up, you know, in this type of situation. Well, he had drugs in his system. And that goes back to my previous point. So, I mean, it's like, it's not only a distraction from what should really be the focus of this horrific incident. And secondly, you know how many people are walking around right now? Some of y'all are sitting at work next to somebody who just came from the bathroom and consumed an illegal substance. That's not what this is about. Devontae Mitchell did not die of an overdose of drugs. Devontae Mitchell died because four men suffocated. They blocked the oxygen from going to his brain. He was suffocated. Asphyxiation, that was the determination from the autopsy. Mm-hmm. I repeat, quit bringing up the drugs that allegedly were in his system because he did not die from a drug overdose. Let the medical examiner as well as Milwaukee County do their job. No one, tell me if I'm lying. When have we seen an autopsy report regarding the death of Devontae Mitchell say that he died from a drug overdose? I'll wait.
No.
So why are we bringing it up? Yes, choices have consequences. This brother did not die from a drug overdose.
Yeah.
And when you look at, you know, the amount of drugs that are consumed in this country, it just amazes me how when it's a different race, rarely do we bring up whether or not that person had drugs in their system. But when it comes to us, oh, you know, they had weed in their system. Well, they had cocaine. Or they had. He did not die from that. This was an unruly death.
But
Devontae Mitchell should still be here. He was murdered.
He was.
Say that.
Yes.
He was murdered. Quit bringing up drugs.
And on top of that, exactly. Like, what if he was just coming off of surgery and he had Percocet in his system or some type of Oxy, and it was because of a pain, and it's still a drug. So what are you going to say then? Oh, he had Oxy in his system. You know, he had that Percocet. He was going off this. He was doing that. That had nothing to do with the act of the disgusting act of these four men.
Because, Telly, think about it. I want to, and okay, this is truth be told, let's go there. Let's line up 50 random people. Just line them up and test them for drugs. What percentage of those 50 people, just randomly select all types of races, ethnicities, gender, sexual orientation, religions, just randomly select 50 people, line them up. You think...
There's a reason why that scenario never plays out, because people would not want others to know the results. There's a lot of people walking around with something in their system.
Why are we talking about drugs? And, you know, somebody was like, well, you know, drugs, they have a side effect. All drugs do. NyQuil has a side effect. What does that have to do
with alcohol.
This brother? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, we do this every time with our community. No other community talks about what drugs were in the system when something like this happens. Oh, that's right. Very rarely do you see a white man coming out of a hotel getting pinned down and suffocated by three black men.
Nah.
We have a voice. We have platforms now where we can, you know, when Blake called in, you could tell the hurt and the pain that as a black man he's experiencing. He gave us explicit examples as of this morning of the constant killings and deaths for no reason, senseless in our community. And you want to talk about what drugs was in Devontae's system.
Yeah. See, that just, it's such a deflection. Let's focus on what needs to be focused on. And that is, the punishment did not fit the crime. I mean, because I just saw something on our YouTube message board, and I, you know, and we want to hear from everyone. 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. But someone, 816, says, we are saying that two truths can be true at the same time. We're not saying that what he did, though. Okay, regardless of what he did, the punishment shouldn't have been death.
Thank you.
That's all we're saying.
Because that man's kids and wife, widow now, do not have him. When we come back from break, we're going to read and share some of our truth listeners. And thank you so much because you're coming in with a lot of great perspectives on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. So Ronnie, John, and I always love to hear from John, who is a certified self-defense coach, trainer, and teacher, as well as Mark. We come back, we're going to hear from them. Our Truth Talking text line again is 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Something wrong?
Something wrong, yeah. It's just too bad you don't know what it is. Brother.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation!
And all our juicy jammers out there.
Make certain that you tap into Jam with Juice each and every day so you can quench your thirst.
That is right. You already know you can sip on us every single day, like Ben Jammin said, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m.